This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
How's it going? I'm Eric. This is Talk of the Urinal.
What up, buddy? Paul here.
We're a West Coast, mainly West Coast podcast, but we'll dabble into other sports like soccer, F1, big tennis guys.
Tennis. We'll dabble into it all.
We mainly touch on Lakers, Dodgers, Kings, but
WNBA for Gerald.
Sometimes cricket.
Love cricket.
Big cricket guys. All right, well, since we're LA guys, let's start with the Lakers. All right, Lakers in six. We've been saying it, right?
I'm saying Lakers in six the rest of the way.
And it's
Lakers
in
six the rest of the way. But I got issues.
3 hours to go. AD's playing. AD's playing tomorrow. So okay. We're fine on that. Wheelchair thing, he pulled Paul Pierce, but no, he's playing. We're good.
I know he's playing, but are we good? Because I'm about to take a different route than you are on
okay,
this.
Okay. Don't tell me you agreed with Mike Greenberg and they should arrest starters.
No, I'm done with this fuck, dude. He is soft as soft can get. Dude, you're glass, AD. Like, I get it. Dude, I've watched that replay a dozen times. What did he get? Just brushed by on his head, and he's going out in a wheelchair?
You sound like the TNT soft, crew, dude. Man.
TNT crew is phenomenal. Anytime you got Chuck and Shaq together, I mean, that's phenomenal. But, dude, he's soft as fuck, dude. Gerald said it the best. You can't hitch your wagon to this guy. He's inconsistent, dude. He's inconsistent. And yes, we're all praying that he has a 30, 15, 30, 20 game like he has already in the series. But then what's he going to show up and do? He's soft, bro. He's soft.
But the reason you think we're going to win it all is because of him, right?
At this point, our role is our players, best. When we got Lonnie Walker coming in off the bench, putting up shots.
No,
like
but
he's
we
doing.
Need AD or this series. This whole season's over with, and you know that's our main guy. So yes, okay.
Yes, we need AD.
I know he's soft.
Pissing me off, dude. He's pissing me off.
I mean, I don't blame you for being pissed off about that, but
I got a question for you.
He has carried us this far.
He has. He's also been a detriment to us at some points.
Yeah.
If this was the end, if you're judging based on what we play six and now this was five, if you're judging on the 11 games that we've played so far, the playoffs, and I'm not counting the play-in games. If you're judging on the 11 games right now, who's the MVP of the team?
Matt Ryan? Just kidding. No, I would say Reeves.
I was about to say the other white guy, I would say Reeves.
Yeah, Reeves for sure. D'Angelo when he hits his spots. LeBron's like pick and chooses his spots.
How but crazy is that with a team with Reeves, AD right? Or, and LeBron that yeah. Reeves well, is go, the most
going
consistent?
Back to that, so the three guys that we could really trust right now are AD, LeBron, and Reeves, right?
Absolutely.
But the thing is, the trade down has made us get guys, right? But we don't know when those guys get hot. Sometimes we'll get a Lonnie Walker game, a Rui game, a Russell game, because sometimes, you know, he's streaky, like Gerald said. So, Lord, last game – he wasn't on the floor. So
don't get me wrong. I love our boy Wessel. Yeah. Wessel. Like, yeah. I love Wessel.
No, yeah, exactly. So I think that's what. So we're up 3-1. Dude, we knew. I'm not going to go as 3-2. Far as. Or 3-2.
Oh, we were up
3-1. Okay. I'm not going to go as far as Green and say we got to rest, guys. That's the dumbest take I ever heard.
No.
Okay, but you know, dude, they like Vegas favored Warriors for 7.5 for a reason. Like, we're not. We stole one game on the road. We protected home court and just do it again tomorrow. And it's a wrap. We move on, right?
And I should have listened to Butters. Butters did text me before the game saying hammer. And he's not a big betting guy. And he did say hammer the Warriors at that -7.
Oh, yeah. Then you got our boy Kyle said, I took Kershaw to Lakers +7.5. I was like, that's a trap, bro. That's a trap, man.
That's a Kyle bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, here's the thing, though. As much as shit as I want to talk about AD, as much as he's pissing me off, and as much as I think he's glass and weak and soft and all this shit, yes, Lakers will win this in six. I'm not worried. This series is setting up the exact same way almost as the first opening round, except that we took game one here instead of – or we took game one there, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not
basically
worried.
Basically the same – yeah, same thing, right?
You're right, actually.
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah. Oh, I'm not worried. Sounds like – which I don't want to root for injuries, but now it sounds like Wiggins is doubtful, which that's huge for us. But I mean, I don't know. I mean,
better for us.
No, I know better. I mean, whatever. Like to beat him fair and square, but.
And I have said, we said it, I think we said it last podcast. The Warriors live and die by the three, dude.
Live and die
by the three all you want.
And they do, again, they're good at that at home, but try that in the, on the road. That's why they're a horrible exactly. road team. Their role players do not travel well. Yeah, maybe Curry does well, Clay, but these other guys, Poole, no show on the road. Who else? The DiVincenzo or whatever that guy is, or you know what I mean?
And I get we were down by a bunch in game five, but yeah. Why is LeBron still shooting threes? Why is LeBron still chucking it up from behind the arc on the wings?
He actually made a few yesterday, but I agree. Come on. Hey, paint, right?
I get we were down, and I get to get down, to get back into the game, sometimes you got to just start heaving up threes. But why is LeBron still shooting threes, man? I'd rather get the three-point play by dishing it down low to AD, let him go up strong, get fouled, go to the line, and that's your three-point play.
Yeah. So I'm pretty confident, but obviously you know if we lose tomorrow, it's a wrap, dude. We're not winning game seven.
I disagree. We're fine. I think we're fine. I really think we're fine. And dude, this is a new me. I asked me this 3-4 months ago. Yeah. What I would have been saying, I would have said the season's over. This done.
Did you know that Lakers are favored to win the whole thing now?
Are they really over?
This was before the Celtics. Yeah, they were plus 300. Remember when they were 2-11? They were 201 odds.
Oh my God.
Who hammered that?
I thought the Nuggets were still the favorites right now.
Maybe Nuggets after tonight, but
okay. I'm not worried with the Lakers. Let's just go in make-believe land here, and let's just look forward just a minute. And I know we don't like to look forward because nothing is given.
I'd rather face the Suns if you're
asking. That's what I was going to ask you.
What are you thinking about that? They got the MVP. They got role players. You're scared of just Booker and Durant? Looks like Ayton's hurt.
Former MVP.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He should have. Did you see Mark Jackson even put him in the top five? You saw that?
Dude, I mean, I think it's actually kind of BS. We can touch on that for like a quick 5 seconds. He should have been the MVP. The reason they're not doing it is because they cannot put him in the league with the other guys that have won it three straight consecutive years. That was all politics. He should be the MVP, but whatever. I don't get a vote. But I'm actually not worried about Denver at all. Am I the only person that's not fearing Denver whatsoever?
I'm just saying if you're asking me to pick between Suns and Denver, I'm more worried about Denver overall team. Are you scared about Durant? I mean, dude, Booker and Durant, lights out. I get that. They could easily beat us with just those two, but I don't know.
I'm more worried about the Suns. I think Durant has something to prove against LeBron. I think it's that chip on their shoulder that they
– Maybe,
it's,
but – with
CP3, it's a chip on their shoulder that they want to take down LeBron.
You got to have role players. They're throwing out some no-names because they traded their whole team for Durant. So, true. I don't know.
True.
Either I think Denver – is it at Phoenix tonight?
So we'll see what
happens. You think Phoenix forces a game seven? Maybe, huh?
That's a toss-up. What's the line on that game? We got a line on that game?
I think Ayton's out and Paul out, so watch Durant and Booker both drop.
I'm showing this game's already started.
Oh, shit. What was the line? It was Phoenix minus a half. Wow. Jeez.
I'm showing Phoenix closed it too, though.
Oh, okay. So either way, like
it may have jumped over under 226.
And then
either way,
jump
to the East Coast or the Eastern Conference. Austin real quick. Jimmy Buckets, seven. Bro.
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. Knicks stay alive, but they're done going back to Miami. You think?
I think they're done.
And then Philly's doing typical Philly things too. Philly sports, man.
Game seven. What do we have to think about that? Like, who do we see taking this?
Are Celtics going to lose another one at home? They could, but I just...
Depends on which Harden shows up, I think.
I know, but knowing Philly sports, dude, and Doc Rivers, dude, they're not going to win again, right? I don't think so.
I want to agree with you and say you're absolutely correct, but I don't know, man. I've been watching this Philly team.
Yeah, I know. They got Maxi. They got guys.
They got the MVP apparently now.
Yeah. But hey, the MVP couldn't close out the Celtics at home. So
that's true. All right. Lakers and six. Again, just to recap, I'm not worried. Lakers and six. I see the Lakers going all the way to the title game tomorrow.
30-15. We're not going to win by 40 like we close out Memphis, but we should win, you think, easy tomorrow? Or
If AD doesn't have a game tomorrow and doesn't get his, I really don't want these bullshit excuses of, you know, the head injury. Like, I really don't want it. Just shut up, AD. Don't in the post game press conference, if you drop tomorrow's game, shut up. Show up for game seven.
And which role player is going to have the biggest game tomorrow? Because this dude's been. You going with Lonnie Walker, the eighth?
No. I mean, I'm still.
Rui's been good at home.
Overly impressed with Vanderbilt so far in this series, so I'm going to say Vanderbilt. I think tomorrow he steps it up. I think we're going to see a big game under Vandy.
All right, go Lakers! Damn, huge LA night, dude. We're going to switch gears to
the pod,
Lakers Warriors, and now we got going into Padres. They got same time at 7 p.m. LA traffic
and the Fathers.
Jesus, man. Dodgers keep rolling. Let's go back to last weekend. Take two or three, Mookie. I mean, we're about to lose two or three, but Mookie off, hey, fuck hater, right? Yeah. Mookie gives us life, and then what else? Bush is coming through. Our offense is coming through, man. Kershaw's vintage Kershaw. I know. Don't deliver meatballs to Tatis, man. But other than that, Kersh is looking good.
Kersh is looking phenomenal, and I think right now the problem is that I don't really know if I trust our third starter, because I know right now our third starter, technically versus by stats, is May. Gosselin's coming on strong. He's playing decent, but dude, we have to do something about Syndergaard, man.
I don't know what the answer is.
He's not going to miss a start. It sounds like he's going to be fine.
Oh, shit. I was hoping. I was kidding.
We got to do something about him, man.
I agree, dude.
I don't know what the answer is. We thought Pryor was gonna fix him. I don't know what the answer is at this point. Like his talk about meatballs. His fastball is a meatball.
I know we took a chance and it's not going well so far. Dude, we're Trace guys, but we gotta get Trace out of the lineup, dude. Trace is not it.
Right. And
I know
just,
it's early. Yeah.
No, you're 100% right. And then this is where I was going with next. And you know me, like I call me the pessimist one. He was hot for a minute, and our boy Muncy is now 1-0 game away from being back under 200 batting average. I think he's, 1-25 or something in his last few games? He got hot for a second.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's like D'Angelo Russell. Streaky, man.
Hey, that's a great one. That's a great one.
The good thing is my guy, Taylor, he's starting to hit, but I'm sure he'll go back into – I don't know. So if he hits, we got to keep him – What's your best lineup do you want to throw out there? What, dude, we're 16-5 with Will Smith in the lineup. I think we got to play him at DH when he doesn't catch, right? Don't you think? I think he's gonna play every day.
I like that. I mean, I'm fine with sitting JD Martinez.
Yeah, he's up and down. What do we got? Again, Peralta and Hayward.
Nope. That's the thing. I think last year I would have said we're one key piece. We're missing one key piece. I think this year we're missing a couple key pieces, and I think that's what's worrying me. Yes, we're in first place. I do think our division is very weak right now.
Can we talk about the Padres? I know it's early. This might come back to bite us, but dude,
you love to see it.
Soto's horrible. You saw a team meeting today. What are they, four back? Dude, if we sweep them, they'll be seven back. Can we sweep these guys?
That fixes, yeah. Good luck with that team. Team meetings always fix
do
things.
That. Oh, yeah, and they want to. They think it's their fans think it's a rival. It's like, dude, it's not a. They haven't done shit. They do that crying meme with Kershaw. Dude, this is their pansies.
You beat
man.
Us in one.
I know, and they
five game series.
Maybe if you went on to win the World Series, and you guys could talk. But you didn't do that either. So we finished the same place. Idiots, man.
Yeah, they're funny to watch.
And Tatis loves to talk when he hits homers, but then he loves to talk. Then Machado,
they're barely at 500. Again, the division's kind of weak, so I'm expecting the Dodgers could pull away from this.
Hey, you see Rockies and Giants
Arizona in a while.
Keep going down. This guy's just
ugly. But I mean, yeah, I have to say though, the Rockies and Giants are by far not the worst teams in the league. I mean, there's some teams here that I don't even know if what they're doing is considered playing baseball.
Cardinals and A's, and who else?
The A's, especially. I mean, Kansas City, you're right up there as well. It's so crazy when you look at what the baseball standings are right now. You look at the AL East, dude.
That's
every
crazy.
Single team is at least 4 or 5 games above 500.
Bro, everyone would be talking about the Orioles if it wasn't for the Rays this year. Dude, Rays are unbelievable, right?
Yeah, right. Rays are doing something special. But we all know it's not what you do in the regular season.
No, not
ask, ask the Mariners that.
And ask the Dodgers who destroyed Padres. Yeah.
And we knew this, though. You look at the AL Central. I mean, talk about what they're doing is not even considered baseball. The AL Central. Why is that division still around? I mean.
Oh, yeah. White Sox, dude. They're done.
We should have relegation. We need to have relegation just like they do in the LIV golf tournament, just how they do in European soccer. We can get rid of a couple of those AL Central teams exactly. And bring up some farm system teams.
I agree, dude. What about
the Durham Bulls? Can we get the Durham the Bulls in Cucam- here?
Can we bring up the Rancho Cucamonga?
The Quakes?
The Quakes. What is is Ohtani want to leave yet or what? How the Angels still above 500? They're doing all right.
They're doing fine.
So they're still in contention. All right. Well, they need to go on a losing streak.
The only reason they're still in contention is because the Astros have not stepped up yet. I think once the Astros like figure out that they're the Astros and they remember who they are, I think then maybe, you know, the Angels. This happened again every year. I feel like the Angels start pretty good and they just
tank. Like, oh, they're
And then all of a sudden, come August, the Mariners make a move, and the Mariners are fighting for a wild card playoff spot. We've seen this script before.
It's easy to overreact to the standings now, but they're going to change. Talk to like pretty much let's post All Star break, then it gets real serious. But it is funny to see Padres already having a team meeting, and those guys are clowns, man. I hope they just keep losing.
I mean, I got to say, though, a couple teams that we did say were going to be improved, hats off to at least the I know the Diamondbacks are in our division.
Yeah,
we
want to
swim in their pool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're playing great baseball. And so are the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who had that?
And they lost their best guy for the year, right?
Yeah.
O'Neill.
Well, the Dodgers, let's see. The Dodgers got the Padres this weekend. We got a 3-game set at home.
We got the Twins.
A tough set against the Twins at home.
Correa.
Well,
oh, we got to boo his ass, right? How about him? Dude. He's batting down to 200.
I am loving that. If you've been following the Correa drama, clearly there was something going on of why multiple teams said, never mind,
isn't he
actually.
Getting booed by the Twins fans, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he said he would boo himself also for the way he's hitting. For the amount that he's getting paid to what he's producing at the plate, he said he would boo himself as well. Dude. The Giants figured it out.
I think
the Giants and the Mets are probably like, thank God, what did we almost get ourselves into?
I know. How about poor Frank the Tank? His Devils just got out of the playoffs and the
Mets, they just lost in overtime.
Yeah, and the Mets are gonna lose. What's he say? 100 games. Verlander,
dude.
Verlander and Scherzer. Oh man.
Well, Verlander looked phenomenal. I think it was yesterday.
I know he's just overreacts. He thinks they're gonna lose 100 games every year, but.
I could listen to Frank's rants all day.
Being a Mets fan, I don't blame him for that.
Long ways to go.
Can we sweep or take? Let's just keep winning series, right? Keep piling up wins. Let's just get up. Let's get up to like an 8-game lead. I mean, I'm pretty shocked to be honest. I know we wanted it's still early. But remember, we wanted to be a little lower.
But we did because we didn't have those high expectations. But okay, Padres are coming into town. We just took 2 of 3 in their place. What do you do now if the top Padres take 2 of 3 from our place?
I mean, do we just say it's baseball and it's made? Are we going to freak out? Not really, right?
I agree. But we do have Syndergaard throwing. I think I'm pretty sure in one of those games.
Well, I think that they've been playing so bad right now. Let's not give them some momentum, and then all of a sudden they go on a big winning streak because they took 2 or 3 in LA. So let's not let that happen, right?
I just wish we would fight fire with fire, and like when we beat them, we put up like a Manny Machado crying meme.
That or you know,
like, can we do that?
I bet you Dieter Roll will do something. Didn't he do like that Under the Sea with like Bumgarner or something?
Oh, that's right. Yes, the Ocean Ball.
Yeah, so maybe he'll do something maybe relating to steroids with Tatis or
something about Manny stepping on like ankles or something.
But do we want to stoop down to their level?
That's what I'm saying. We probably won't do it, but I wish we did. Sometimes I just want to like fucking fight fire with fire.
I agree. All right, go Dodgers. I can't complain, right? First place. And I know Monty, he's like D'Angelo Russell, bro. And Wessel.
My boy Wessel.
Thank God we don't have to talk about the Kings anymore, but we could talk a little NHL. One of the series is done now.
Hurricanes, and
three of their top guys out, and they're still.
I know, but they're still stacked. I've been following the Hurricanes loosely all season. I knew what they could bring to the table. I think the Hurricanes could take this whole entire thing. And I said that in round one, the Hurricanes, watch out for Carolina.
Leafs are still alive. That would barely, be amazing if they
I know. Barely.
But I, dude, I want them to come back and do it, but they won't.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're done.
What's the other one? Dude, you know that's going seven. Oilers-Vegas.
Oilers-Vegas. Well, I did say, remember I kept on saying, any series that Dallas is going to be in is going to be a fist fight. And look at that series. That's 2-2 as well.
And
that
Dallas, up, are they up Seattle. Right now?
They're up 2-0 right now in the end of the first. But that series is another one that can go seven games.
Dude, you
both
want,
the Western Conference series seven. Are phenomenal.
Game seven hockey, dude. You got. I hope they both go seven for sure.
Especially the two in the Western Conference. Both those series are phenomenal. Sure. I think Carolina right now is head and shoulders, might be the best team in the playoffs still. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. They are probably the best team, right, with Boston out.
Yep. Watch out for Dallas, dude. I said it round
they
one.
Got guys.
Watch out
they
for
got
Dallas.
Guys.
Dallas is sneaky and quiet, and nobody was giving them a lot of talk coming into the playoffs.
That's true. They're all talking about Kings, Oilers, and Vegas.
And Boston.
Oh, choke. Choke job.
Ultimate choke job.
We'd usually might be a little too early, but we could always talk NFL.
Yeah,
because
NFL not too early.
Is king. NFL
it's
is
not
king.
Too early.
We talked about the little draft recap, but now we got a little schedule recap.
Is it me that I'm more excited about the schedule release than I was about the draft?
Because you're already trying to start betting over unders. Are you looking to?
I already have a lock week one. I'm starting action at the early. We're starting in May.
First of all, I know Lions had a good end of the year, but are we really going to put them on the opening night?
What are your
thoughts on that? Okay,
I like that game.
Chiefs will be favored by what? 10? Hammer the Lions and the over?
Chiefs are favored by 7. Favored by 7, opening line. I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot. Super Bowl hangover.
But why the Lions?
I just think that they're the darling team right now. They're the hot team. They're the turnaround team. You know, they're the Pittsburgh Pirates of this year. You know what I mean? Like, they're the team that I think... I'm telling you right now, the Lions might win that division.
No, yeah, with Rodgers out. I agree. And no, I like the Lions. I love Dan Campbell, and Goff seems to be coming around.
The Vikings will Viking it.
It's just random. I'm cool with it. Switch it up. I like it.
I will say this, though. Looking at the week one lineup, the week one games.
Let's just go week one, right? Yeah.
Really isn't a game that's jumping off the
page
to me.
Sunday night, dude. I feel like we have this every Sunday night. Cowboys, Giants. How many times are they going to do that?
Oh, my God.
Fucking same shit every year. No one gives a shit.
Gerald will love it.
I know he will. He'll be at Yard House with his fucking steak.
Here's my thing, though. The one thing that I've noticed in the schedule release, and it starts with week one, the Jets. The Jets got Aaron Rodgers. You're going to give them 6 primetime games this season.
Are they the Monday night game?
They're the Monday night game. They're a 1-point dog at home against Buffalo.
And put it on the record. You called Broncos last year, so you think Jets are going to be the Broncos of last year?
The Jets are the Broncos of last year. I'm telling you right now, I got 2 locks of the opening week. You know I usually don't like taking against home dogs. Buffalo wins that game by a touchdown or more. The Jets are frauds. Everybody's hyped. Everybody is sucking the Rodgers teat. The Jets are frauds.
And everyone's down on Bills just because they got blown on the – but they still got guys. Dude, you got to hammer that in now because that line will change. We're so far away from it. But what other notable games are that week?
I mean, there are some. At least there's a lot of divisional games week one. I do like Broncos Raiders right out of the gate. I think that's a great game. And hey, timeout. I don't know if you saw this, but hats off to the Broncos for having probably one of the greatest schedule releases I've ever seen.
Was the Broncos or Chargers? What about the Broncos? Chargers? The Chargers had a good one too. And speaking of Chargers, they got 6 primetime. And I know they're good and they got guys, but it's like
they play in a better division than the Jets do.
True, but it's like every game we're gonna watch is gonna be more opposing fans. God damn.
And it's also gonna be the Chargers choking. So the Broncos, you gotta see it, dude. They recreated a bunch of the Office episode scenes. And I'm a big Office guy, so I don't know if you've seen the Office episodes.
I've seen,
but they recreated with the cast They have a bunch of the cast in it. It's phenomenal. You have to watch it. But the Broncos Raiders opening.
The Broncos Raiders. That's always good. I mean, divisional games is classic. What do since we're LA, where does Chargers play? Who Miami first?
Chargers are at home against Miami. Chargers are a -2.5 favorite at home. Chargers. Oh, is it me or the Chargers always choke out of the gate? The Chargers always have such high expectations, and they choke out of the gate.
They'll lose by like a late field goal. And what about the?
I'm taking the Dolphins.
How the Rams looking week one? Who they got?
They got. They're at Seattle. Seattle's a 5.5 point favorite.
Are there any Rams fans left?
That's the thing. That's kind of a trash game. I don't really care for that game.
But seriously, I want to know. Hey, Kevin Hunt, are you still a Rams fan? You can't just come on. There were so many Rams fans after last year. They're a little quiet now.
Wait, I'm going to give you.
They're at Seattle.
They're at Seattle. Oh, Seattle's, dude, a 5.5
going to be good next year. I mean, they were.
They're going to be decent.
They were sneaky good last year, but now they even got better. Kind of like Seattle.
Divisional game, and here's another divisional game. And I feel like this game used to have so much more meaning, but to me, it doesn't mean anything now. Is Packers at Bears?
And automatically, I'm like, oh, there's no Rodgers, so it's like
exactly. There's no trash talking. There's no we own them. There's no
them. It's
the belt.
And Jordan Love could easily, dude, hammer the Bears, right? They could finally beat the Packers with the Rodgers out.
Bears, a 2.5 point favorite at home. I like the Bears in that game. There are a couple trash games, though, I will say. Cardinals at Commanders. I think that's probably going to be the least watched game of opening week. Are you ready for my lock? I'm going to give a lock right now.
Give a lock, and then let's talk a lock right now. Little holiday slates, and then we'll move on. Wait, what's your lock?
My week one lock, people. The Eagles are the Eagles. However, they just got richer in the draft, right? They pretty much got the whole entire Georgia defense.
Yeah.
They're already stacked. Hurts is phenomenal. They got weapons all over the field. They got better. You're telling me they are only a 4-point favorite against New England?
In New England?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or it's not in New England.
It's in New England. I'm telling you right now.
I think it's Tom Brady night.
Hammer the Patriots.
Oh, hammer the Patriots. Oh, okay.
I'm calling right now. Hammer the Patriots. That is my lock of week one. Hammer the Patriots week one. And I want to say, I've said it every single year, there is a stat that the team that loses the Super Bowl generally goes on to lose their opening week one game. You've seen that stat, right? I think it happens like 90% of the time.
You're supposed to bet the... supposed to bet the winning team week one, and then bet the team that loses, or fade the team that loses, right? Something like
correct.
That.
Yeah. Hammer.
Yeah, dude, they can't lose on Brady. Hammer. They can't lose on Brady.
Hammer. Oh, dude, look at this. Hammer.
Do it now, dude. And then let's do a little Thanksgiving slate. I mean, all Packers at Lions. Not the same without Rodgers, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Then we got Commanders at Cowboys, trash. Niners at Seahawks, then that's good. And then we got a Christmas slate, Raiders at Chiefs, good.
Mm-hmm.
Giants at Eagles. I mean, Giants just aren't a fun team to, I don't know. It's just, and then Ravens at Niners, that's good. The night game.
I agree. The Giants just aren't a fun team to
watch. But they're going to be solid because as long as Daniel Jones plays, they got a good D. We got that. Oh, we're still good. Oh, yeah, 10 minutes. Then you see there's gonna be a Black Friday game too.
I did see that. I'm totally good with. Yeah. I like that. Who is it actually? It's Miami at Jets again.
Yeah, Jets again. So this, yeah, so six. So there's six teams with Chiefs, Bills, Chargers, Cowboys have six primetime games. Texans, my Falcons, Cardinals, and Colts have zero. I mean, I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
They're saying the Jets only have five because they're not counting that Black Friday game because it's a 12 p.m. noon game. I'm considering that a six. If you're the only game on that night, like that day, like that's a primetime game. You're the only football game on. Like that's a primetime game.
How come Bengals aren't getting no love? It's not a big market.
I think so. Ange, write a letter. Write a letter, Ange, to somebody.
How do you not put Bengals on six? Which is good. They probably want to lay low, right? Under the radar again. Yeah, that's good. So I can't. Damn, I'm already pumped. It's only May. Shit. That was it felt good talking about NFL right there again, man.
It did. And I'm going to give you one more thing. I'm telling you, I've been on Fade the Jets. I'm telling you, the Broncos will be way better. The Broncos are going to fight for the division.
I don't see Payton ever having a losing record, right?
And I'm going to give you one more. Fade. You're hearing it now. You're hearing it in May.
Don't say Falcons.
Fade the Ravens.
He got his money, and now
that's it. He got his money. He's gonna be the talk of the town. He's gonna be the belle of the ball.
How sad are you that you can't fade Brady this year, dude?
I know. I would fade him so hard. As much as I love him, I would be fading. But Gerald's convinced he's coming back. It's not gonna happen.
He's not coming back.
No way. Gerald said that after he's had way too much Hennessy.
He can't pull a Favre, dude. No way. What else we gotta talk about? You got the floor, dude.
All right.
Little soccer.
I'll keep it quick.
You want to go F1? What do you think of F1?
Season's done. Max might not lose another race. Hate the guy. Can't stand the guy.
Shit.
If I had to pick two athletes I hate more than anything in this world, one of them would probably, the number one would be Max, and number two would be Brad Marchand. That's where he sits on my hierarchy.
Is he that good? Or is it just the best car?
Well, like I tell a boy Aaron, I would love to see him do what he's doing in like a different car. Let's see how good he is. Put him in an AlphaTauri, put him in an Alfa Romeo. Let's see how good he is.
But if everyone had, how come? See, that's the thing. I don't know the F1. That's why you got to explain to the viewers like what makes him have the best car. Doesn't everyone have the same type of money? Or how's that work?
Absolutely not. So you're thinking of NASCAR. That's why it's called stock car racing. Okay. Everybody has to use stock parts. In Formula One, everybody has, I believe it's now they've lowered it. It used to be more, but now I believe it's only like $450 million you have to develop your car. So everybody goes to their own team. You have $450 million. You have to develop your own car from scratch, put it on the track. Who has the fastest car? That's who wins. Plain and simple, you know? Dominic Trail style.
Okay.
Who can make their car the fastest?
I know you're F1 guy, but does it seem like there's no parity in the sport? Does it seem like the same guys always win?
As of this moment, there is no parity. Red Bull is running away with it. Red Bull has superior technology that they're putting into their car. And Max is, if it was Checo, which is Perez, the other Red Bull driver, the Mexican driver, if he was winning every race, I'd be fine with it. But the fact that it's Max, I just have a vendetta against the guy. I can't stand him. It's personal.
But Red Bull is going to be good for now, but you think it will change? I mean, we got to get some other guys winning, right?
It could change year to year. It just depends on technology. It depends on how good you build your car.
Yeah.
You know, picture like this, somebody explained it really, really well. Basically what they're doing is real life science experiments. They are putting technology into cars that doesn't exist in any other car, and they're trying to see who has the best technology and who can make their car the fastest. These cars are jets on the ground. That's really the way to look at it. Okay. They are rocket ships on the ground.
So do you think the all drivers are pretty much they could all do the same shit? They have the fastest car, they would win, or some guys are a little better?
No, some guys are a little bit better. There are some drivers that are pretty trash that are not that good. But you know what's funny is there's 20 drivers, and the worst driver is still one of the greatest drivers in the entire world. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are the best 20 drivers in the world, no doubt, hands down. What they're able to do in these cars and not crash and not die, like, it's none of us can do this. None of us would be able to do this, guaranteed, hands down. People think, oh, it's so easy. Let's just go race a car. No.
Who's your guy?
My guy, Charles Leclerc. He's the number one driver for Ferrari at the moment. But there's a lot of talk basically about him right now. There's a lot of rumors swirling that he's going to sign with Mercedes at the end of the season. He turned down a contract extension with Ferrari. There's a lot of talk about Hamilton leaving Mercedes. Lewis Hamilton, who I'm sure you've heard of, very famous British driver. There's a lot of talk about him leaving Mercedes. He's no longer happy there. I could see the two actually switching. Hamilton going to Ferrari, Leclerc going to Mercedes. But
you don't care. So do you like him because he's on Ferrari? Or you don't, just wherever he goes, you like him?
No. If he went to Mercedes, I would not be a big fan. All
right.
I mean, I strictly root for the Ferrari drivers.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But if anybody that's watched F1 or the F1 on Netflix, the Drive to Survive, if anybody's
then they'll know what you're kind of talking about. Yeah,
the drama, the rumors, it's just a nonstop rumor mill. So nobody
knows what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, he's probably the second most favorite driver.
Okay,
he's up there. I'd say the most famous ones, the most fans is Max, Hamilton. Checo Perez, the Mexican guy, he's got a huge following some parody in Mexico.
Dude, we need some parody, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk. Yeah.
It's still exciting to watch.
No, for sure. Let's get into your team, man. First game of the two.
Leg one.
There you go. What are your thoughts? 2-0.
Not hitting the panic button. The panic button is put away. I'm not hitting the panic button. The fact that we were able to keep it 2-0, I'm very happy about. If you look at that game, we played about a 12-minute mark. The first 12 minutes couldn't have gone any worse for us. After that, we weathered the storm. We settled the ship. Still didn't play great, but we were missing a couple key players.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, Leao. I mean, come on.
Leao will be back for game two for sure. That'll change everything. Game two, leg two. If we can score that first goal and if we can get it early, game on. I think Drew Reif said if you can get a goal in the first 60 minutes and keep them from scoring, game on. We can win this. So the panic button is not out yet. I will tell you right now, I'm more concerned. The bigger piece to this other than Liao is Ismael Benacer, who came off in like the 17th or 18th minute.
I saw that. That's one of your main
left
guys, right?
On crutches. It does not look good. He might be done for the season. We could really use him, but we have some backups that can fill in. But Liao has to play. Liao has to be on.
And
we'll
done.
Be okay.
Zlatan.
He's not even on the roster for the Champions League. So,
and then the other,
he's done for the season.
And the other one, I mean, dude, I like you said, I mean, I can't. Man City finds a way to choke. I know they got Haaland and they might win it this year, but you can't go against Real and their coach and Ben's one of those guys, right?
I'm taking Real to advance. I know it's 1-1. They're going back to City.
Yeah.
They're going back to the Etihad Stadium in Manchester. I'm taking Real. Proven time and time again. There's a reason why they have 14 Champions Leagues, and there's a reason why Man City has none. Because Man City will find a way to choke, and Real Madrid just finds a way to win. Death, taxes, and Real Madrid finding a late goal in the 80-plus minute to win a tie.
Yeah, every game I watch of Real, it's like, dude, they're not dominating, but then all of a sudden they're up one. You know what I mean? It's like the other team's always pressuring, and then all of a sudden they have one of their guys up 1-0 with like only 30% possession, you know?
That's and we said it. We said it in the group chat. Real Madrid, hands down, has the best coach in the world. I know people love Pep Guardiola for Man City. Real Madrid has the best coach.
I mean, look at their numbers in the world. Look at the stats.
Look at his stats of what he's won and where he's won it. Every team he's been with, he wins. The guy, whatever the guy touches, turns to gold. He's the best coach in the history. I'm going Real versus Milan in the final.
I like it. Let's go. All right, man. Well, go Lakers.
Lakers in six
and Dodgers sweep. Let's go.
Let's go.